Good evening! Welcome to The Unknown and Unheard. My name is Kyle Kaufman, here with you every Wednesday night right here on WJAA, or if you can't catch me on the air, catch me on the web at the UNU blog, unknownunheard.blogspot.com. Tonight's show is bittersweet, but loaded up with a lot of fun stuff. I have just returned from Austin, Texas. Got back on Monday. For those of you who have listened to the show in the past at all, really, will know that I have had an affinity for going to South by Southwest, which I'm going to say, whether it is or not, is what I think is the biggest music festival in the world. I think the final total when I was down there, they said, was 2,200 bands performing an official South by Southwest festival shows. Those all take place in the evening, then pretty much double the 800 shows a day at night because there's shows in the afternoon at all these same bars. Every place shuts down in downtown Austin and becomes a venue, and it was probably the most amazing event that I've ever been to. It was a lot of fun. I was there for an entire week, very thankful to be able to have the chance to go down there and see all that I did. I think I ended up getting to 43 separate concerts that I wanted to go to, not to mention all the little ones that had to pass by, because you can hear just about everything as you're walking down 6th Street or the neighboring streets in downtown Austin. Pretty amazing. Pretty neat. Tonight, I'm going to recap some of the highlights. First up is a favorite of mine, a band that I've seen before in Bloomington, a band that I've hung out with after a show, and a band that I really wanted to see again in Austin, even though there are so many other options. Ezra Furman and the Harpoons, leading it off, really stayed true to form and rocked this small little club that I think was called the Speakeasy. Let's see if I can remember all the places I went in Austin. Ezra Furman and the Harpoons, I'm playing a track that I've never played before. It is from Inside the Human Body, the second album. Their third is forthcoming. They played a lot of stuff from their forthcoming album, which I cannot wait to get my hands on. I think one trend that I saw, if I saw a band playing with a forthcoming album, if they featured it heavily, it really got me excited for what was to come. TV and the radio especially. But right now, Ezra Furman and the Harpoons, the stakes are high. This is the Unknown and Unheard's special South by Southwest recap show on Radio 96.3.
Dove into your heart like a pool, but there was no water in it, and I felt like a fool when I hit the concrete bottom and I broke into. Oh, 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 oh. Walked to your hotel through the door, but the man at the desk said you weren't staying there no more. And I felt so stupid, so sorry that I called you a whore. Oh, 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 oh. You were just doing what you had to do, and I feel so dumb for being mad at you. Oh, I can't. I grew up with my family.
off this South by Southwest recap show, Ezra Furman and the Harpoons. I saw them Saturday night at the Speakeasy down in Austin. The Stakes Are High was the track there. All right, next up, going to get into a set of the heavy hitters. The ones that just really, really wowed me when I was down there. Three main ones. Then I'm going to throw in just a fun story for the other one. First up, TV on the Radio. Saw these guys Thursday night at Stubbs, and they were impressive. Had seen them once before, but I think this show topped that show, and I can't wait to see them at the Pitchfork Music Festival. I'm bringing you the track Young Liars. It's how they opened their set. It is from the Young Liars debut EP in 2004. About as old as you can get from TV on the Radio. Again, they have a new album coming out, Nine Types of Light. They played a lot from it, and it sounds freaking awesome. After that, in the three-way tie for my favorite shows at Austin, Menomina played the Central Presbyterian Church, and super, super cool setting for this show. This is the set closer, Muscle and Flow. It's off Friend and Foe, their 2007 and third album. Just one of my favorite all-time bands, and probably the band that I hadn't seen that I wanted to see going into South by Southwest. Menomina, Muscle and Flow. They have an album after this as well called Minds out last year. Third up in the set, the band that was supposed to kind of lead into Queens of the Stone Age, who were probably one of the biggest names of the show, but the Black Angels were by far the better band. The first big day of music last Wednesday, La Zona Rosa was the place. Black Angels, tonight I have the track Young Men Dead, probably their best track out to date, off Passover, which came out in 2006. And then closing it out with Jeff the Brotherhood. The track is Mind Ride. I've played it before. It's been a while since you've heard it. It is off Heavy Days, their third album. Just two brothers, Jake and Jamin Oral. One plays the bass and sings. The other one plays the drums. And this was a highlight because I'm not sure if it's Jake or Jamin. Whoever plays the guitar and sings came out into the crowd, stared me down. The crowd parted. He got down on his knees and played a solo facing me. Pretty awesome. It was actually during this song, even. Mind Ride. Jeff the Brotherhood is fourth up in the set. Before that, the Black Angels. Oh, yeah. That last one was at the Beauty Bar. I am remembering. Before that, the Black Angels, Young Men Dead. Second up in the set, Menomina, Muscle and Flow. And right now, TV on the Radio, Young Liars. Also, check out the blog for a lot of stuff I've posted. Some videos, some audio, and pictures that I took from the trip. Again, TV on the Radio, Young Liars. It's what you're hearing right now. This is the Unknown and Unheard special South by Southwest recap show on Rock Radio 96.3.
Simply diminish that flinch. Ooh, young liars. too afraid to die. take a chance on a pleasure cruise, baby, in a trance.
My name is Kyle Kaufman. You're listening to The Unknown and Unheard, found online at unknownunheard.blogspot.com. Those last four you heard, TV on the Radio, Young Liars, it's how they opened their set. Go watch the video of actually the show I was at on the blog. It's linked up there for you, waiting for you. After that, Menomina, Muscle and Flow. Third up, The Black Angels, Young Men Dead, and the one you just heard, Mind Ride with Jeff the Brotherhood. Next up, a set of three. I think I found the person that I want to marry. Her name is Tao Gwynn. And her band is Tao Gwynn and the Get Down, Stay Down. I've played them on here a bunch, or at least a lot from their last album, No Better, Learn Faster. Here's another track from it. It's called Body. Huge energy with her show. Smiles the entire time and no ring on her finger. Excellent. Tao Gwynn and the Get Down, Stay Down's Body is the track. After that, the surprise band that really blew me away when I saw them live. I like Ye Sayre a lot and their sound. Geographer is the band that I saw, and they remind me quite a bit of Ye Sayre. I caught them, they're the third band I saw while I was there, and here's the track Leave. It's from their debut release, Innocent Ghosts. They have a new EP just out as well, but this is Geographer, Leave. And then after that, another incredibly cool thing that I stumbled onto there, a band called Les Sands. The track is Pretenders. It is off their debut album, Sweet Skin, out this year. I've told you about La Blaga Tech a little bit before, but they just do these really neat, they almost look like improvised live acoustic recordings set in really neat city scenes, and they just look really spur of the moment and just thrown together, and I got to see four of them done, and they seemed exactly like that. About 10 people were watching. They filmed Les Sands under a bridge. I sneakily got some video and put that up on the blog of this performance of this song. They use a lot of electronics and beats in their other stuff. Les Sands, Pretenders is the track. Before that, Geographer, the track is Leave, and Tao Gwen and the Get Down Stay Downs is right now with Body. This is the Unknown and Unheard's South by Southwest recap show on Total Rock Radio 96.3. All right, time to speed things up so I can fit everything in. Three you just heard, Tao Gwyn and A Get Down, Stay Down's Body is the track. Geographer, Leave is the track, then La Sands, Pretenders. It is off Sweet Skin. You can go download that. Check that out on the blog. Also, check out the video I shot of La Sands' acoustic performance of that song. Sounds way different. I kind of like it better. I'll keep you posted on when La Blaga Tech gets all those out. I saw La Sands, Lord Huron, Middle Brother, and Deer Tick all do sessions. So cool. All right, next up, I have a set of four. Going to mellow it out significantly. This probably should have went in the big set at the beginning. They played the longest set, had fireworks, Under the Supermoon, Dollar Tacos, unbelievable Bright Eyes show. Lua is the track from the encore that I'm playing. After that, the guy that I played last week or the week before that reminds me a lot of Bon Iver, James Vincent McMorrow. He played South by Southwest, didn't get to catch him though. Tonight I have Early in the Morning, I'll Come Calling. After that, Alexander. He is the main member of Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. His full-length solo debut is out now. Old Friend is the track I have from that. And then the last song I heard when I was there, I was sitting watching Michigan lose to Duke in an Irish pub. And there's a guy who plays there every Sunday morning, just does covers of old piano, jazzy songs. Did Tom Waits, Invitation to the Blues. It is a Small Change, Tom Waits' fourth album, one of my favorites. Invitation to the Blues, Tom Waits. Before that, Old Friend by Alexander. Second up in the set, James Vincent McMorrow. Early in the Morning, I'll Come Calling. And right now, the always, always impressive Bright Eyes with the track Lua. This is the Unknown and Unheard South by Southwest Recap Show on Total Rock Radio 96.3.
I know that it is freezing, but I think we have to walk. I keep waving at the taxis, they keep turning their lights off. But Julie knows a party at some actor's west side loft. Supplies are endless in the evening, by the morning they'll be gone. When everything is lonely, I can be my own best friend. Get a coffee and the paper, have my own conversations. With the sidewalk and the pigeons and my window reflection. The mask I polish in the evening, by the morning looks like fish. I know you have a heavy heart, I can feel it when we kiss. So many men stronger than me have thrown their backs out trying to lift it. But me, I'm not a gamble, you can count on me to split. The love I saw you in the evening, by the morning won't exist. You're looking skinny like a model with your eyes all painted black. You just keep going to the bathroom, always say you'll be right back. It takes one to know one, kid, I think you got it bad. But what's so easy in the evening, by the morning such a drag. I got a flask inside my pocket, we can share it on the train. Promise to stay conscious, I will try and do the same. Well, we might die from medication, but we sure killed all the pain. But what was normal in the evening, by the morning seems insane. And I'm not sure what the trouble was that started all of this. The reasons all have run away, but the feeling never did. It's not something I would recommend, but it is one way to live. 'Cause what is simple in the moonlight by the morning never is. It was so simple in the moonlight, now it's so complicated. It was so simple in the moonlight, so simple in the moonlight, so simple in the moonlight.
How come calling after you? Darling, if you answer, oh, we'd wander down the garden where it's cool. Later we'd discover all in colors, children silent as the stars. Early in the morning, in the morning, everything at once is ours.
All he brings, I suppose he'll wage war till nothing is left. With a mouth full of teeth and nothing to say. Well, he put his hands around my neck, and I suppose I let him from natural respect. He frothed at the mouth, I twinkled my eye, and gave him this vision just before I died. He saw his lines drawn in the sand upon a land of beauty and wind, and he in the distance dragging the flagpole across a desert that never will end. Old friend, try to hunt me down again. Old friend, this is your exit, your no, no.
Chasing a battle with a booze and an open invitation. she used to have a sugar daddy and a candy apple caddy and a bank account and everything. Accustomed to the finer things, he probably lived for a socialite and he didn't love except at night. And then he's drunk and never even told her that he cared. So they took the registration, the car keys and the shoes, and left her with an invitation to the blues.
All right, just about a minute left in regulation. Then I got some overtime for those of you who want to pop over to the blog. Before you just heard, though, Bright Eyes with the track Lua. Played that in the Encore at Auditorium Shores. After that, James Vincent McMorrow. Didn't catch him. Early in the Morning, I'll Come Calling is the track. Alexander, Old Friend. Did not catch him either. Then Tom Waits, Invitation to the Blues. Played by Joe G at BD's Irish Pub. Also, I missed a couple earlier. Tao Gwynn played at Antone's. Geographer played at Emo's Annex. And The Sands played under a bridge. One last track for you, and it is getting me ready for next weekend. Then it is back to reality. I've mentioned before that I'm going to the first of the five final LCD Sound System shows in New York City. And this is a track that will probably be fitting. It's fitting this week, certainly, as well, but next week, too. Never As Tired As When I'm Waking Up is off their full-length debut out in 2005. LCD Sound System wrap things up next week to never perform again, unfortunately. Invitation to the Blues is the last song I saw at South by Southwest. LCD Sound System is the next band I will see live. Check out the blog for more. This has been The Unknown and Unheard. My name is Kyle Kaufman. Thank you so very much for listening. Have a great night.
Wasted and complacent. But still I wanna get on with you tonight. When I was a little boy, I lay down in the grass. I'm sure you feel the same. Feels like I'm in love.
And the best new music.
Do it.
Do it on Radio 96.3 WJAA, Austin Seymour, Columbus.
All right, just two songs for you this week in the Unknown and Unheard Overtime. They are the band that was probably most talked about that I didn't get to see at South by Southwest, and a band that I was happy to catch and chatted with after they got done with their set. First up, the band that everybody was raving about, The Head and the Heart. I'm not even sure how you say this. Pretty sure it's French. I'm going to go Cour d'Alene. C-O-E-U-R space D apostrophe A-L-E-N-E. It's from their self-titled debut album out this year, Folk Rock. Apparently, they're amazing live, and I didn't see them, unfortunately. I'm sure I will have a chance to in the future, but yes, that's one track by them, Head in the Heart. Then after that, closing out the show, Maps and Atlases. The track is Living Decorations from their debut full-length Perch Patchwork. They have a handful of EPs out as well, but a Chicago band. Really cool sound. Love the lead singer's voice. Talked to him. Super nice guy after the show. He seemed to be kind of confused about where they were going next, but knew that they had another show in 2 hours, right after they finished that one, at another location. It's amazing how they pulled all this together. That many bands, that many locations, all short sets, just right back to back to back to back. Barely any downtime between each. Very admirable. Maps and Atlases, Living Decorations, and right now, The Head and the Heart, Cour d'Alene. Sure, why not? This has been the Unknown and Unheard's South by Southwest recap show on Total Rock Radio 96.3.
Thoughts leaving my head, they twist through your what?
$5 for your sympathy and another for a cigarette. The interaction feels so cold. Oh, oh, the songs people sing for home and for the ones that have been gone for too long. But oh, the things people will do for the ones that they love. Da da da.